third paragraph of Mitzvah Mishnah Yudalech. A mafkin moisit zvah shulchan. The person deposits money by a money changer and tsrurim lo yishtamish behem. If they're tied up, then it's a sin. He just wants to put it as a deposit, and therefore the money changer is not allowed to use them. If you have a mold, you have a chayusim. Since he's just a shayim achinim, if he loses them, he does not have to pay for them. Losing doesn't mean that he doesn't remember where he put them. That's considered a pshia. It means he put them somewhere and somehow they disappeared. Utarim, he knew where he put it, just somehow got lost from that place. Utarim yishtamish behem. If they were money was open, that's a sign that it's understood that the shulchan is going to use it for his personal uses. Therefore, lafich l'mam dochai v'achiyusa. Therefore, if he lost the money, he has to pay back, because he's not a shem achin anymore. He has a right to use it. Yeah. So that's the bottom line, is that the default of giving money to a money changer is that he will use them, unless you have some special type of simon that implies you don't want to. Ezo balabais, if you give it to regular balabais, so a regular balabais is not constantly moving, using money. So over here it says, unless you give him explicit instructions to use them, even if it's open money, you cannot use it. So therefore, if you're not paying him to watch it, to show him a chinam, he's potter if the money disappears. Achenmeli is a person who is a shopkeeper, so he needs money for changing other things, but his ikar business is not changing the money. So therefore, Rami says he has a balabais, and the default is that he cannot use it. Rabbi Yudai Meir Achenmeli Keshulchani, he says no, since he has a shop, it's understood that he needs cash for change, suppliers, whatever it may be, and therefore the default is that the family can use the money unless there's an indication otherwise.